Yeah. Yeah, what do you want? Beak or jaws? Feathers or fur? Sharp teeth or feet with claws? Whatever's preferred. They'll grant you all last requests to steady your nerves. Then podcast the body parts get severed and served. Bring your weak shit where the wolf and owl are. That ain't just a mistake, that's an awful howler. Both of them are known to pull up at your shows. Have the crowd witnessing a murder like they rolled in with a gang of crows. Fuck the censorship, let them see the whole thing. They stay dressed to kill, never sheep's clothing. Dark enough to turn the sun to the moon. You'll see nothing, all you hear's a huff a puff. Expect killings, red spilling and flesh ripping. Impressive in it, the death bringing his head spinning. Just kidding, every word in his song's about two grown men dressed up as a bird and a dog.
Welcome!
Yo. Welcome
to the... My internet's still fucked. I hope you can listen to the pod. My internet's still fucked.
It's insane how, yeah, anyway. I think what we should, because we've just done an episode talking about your internet. So let's talk about traitors. I mean, that's a weird thing to say because it's Friday now, and so we shouldn't talk about traitors because we've got no idea what's just happened for 3 days. We're recording this on a Tuesday. That was maybe the worst suggestion of my life.
Do you know what? I've been sitting here wondering, because when will Tom grab this by the scruff of the neck and drive the narrative of this episode? And you've just given it an attempt.
Yeah, but it was the worst attempt ever. That's essentially I'm like the guy who's just ploughed the fucking Titanic into the ice. You're basically the captain and you're in a bit of disarray. You've asked me to go out the front and make sure there's no icebergs, and I've just gone out and said, no, we're all right, mate, keep going.
Yeah, and not only that is, we've just recorded the other episode, and I said at the end of that episode, which was, in our time, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I've said, we're going to do a film trailer special.
Yeah.
Then I've just mentioned the internet's fucked, just as to get people in the... And then you've gone, we shouldn't talk about that because we talked about it in the last episode. Let's talk about traitors. You know what we're talking about on this. We discussed it minutes ago.
Right, okay. So we're doing the film ideas.
Yes, okay.
Shout out to Sweet Lease, yeah. AKA The Swan.
So a few weeks ago, we asked for film ideas.
Yeah.
Right. And The Swan has very kindly sifted out some of the film ideas for us to have a look at. So this first one is from the orangutan teacher. Dear Swan, at Wolf, Owl, and the whole extended menagerie, hope you all had a wonderful winter holiday and spread some love and joy with the sweet, sweet souls closest to you. We did, thank you. I'm an English teacher in Japan, and today I happen to have an empty class while the students did some tests, so I thought I would give the movie trailer pitch a go.
Wow.
I thought about recording it as an audio piece.
Genuinely, I'm so fucking excited.
Okay. I thought about recording it as an audio piece, but I don't think I could do the voices justice. If by chance and at the Swan's wise benevolence this gets read out, I would love to hear... I would love to hear Tom do Rom's part and vice versa. Though them taking a crack at their own parts would be fun too. This is slightly difficult because you're not seeing the email in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, have they written it? Have they written it as a script?
Let's just have a look. Let me know what you think, the orangutan teacher. I had way more fun than I thought I would write in this. It's all written in good fun from a long-term fan of the podcast. Oh, my God. Shall I just read it to you?
Or do you want to email it if it's a script and we can read it out?
Okay, let me just send you the link.
Oh, this is exciting. This might be my favourite thing. It's quite fun reading it blind.
Tell me if that works. I've just sent you the link.
Okay, we'll wait. Oh, it's here. Wow, wow. Fucking hell, this is amazing. Celtex. This is more professional than... Hold on, this won't... What's your login to this?
I didn't have to log in.
Oh, this is login to Celtex.
Hold on. Let me just give you the actual normal link. Hold on, this should work. Try that.
This is so fucking... This feels like espionage. Celtex.
You got it?
Yeah, it's come over. Oh, page not found, for fuck's sake. But the story doesn't end here. Page not found. What is this?
God, let me send it to you again. What's going on?
I mean, fucking hell, this is what was quite an exciting fucking link.
Oh, no, this is really absolutely fucking... This is absolute classic for us, but man.
I mean, if we
okay, try that. If that doesn't work, I don't know what to say to you.
You're just going to read it out. Yeah, okay. It might just be my... That's just... Well, you might just read this out. It's not going through yet.
Have you got it? No.
No. I think you're going to have to read it out.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. So this is narrator. This summer, I can't do that. This summer, prepare for mayhem as Ramesh Ranganathan and Tom Davis star in The Wolf and Owl.
Oh, I've got it here. It's just come here.
Okay. You can do that much better than me. Go on. Can you do that again from the top?
This summer, prepare for mayhem as Ramesh Ranganathan and Tom Davis star in The Wolf and Owl.
Okay, carry on. Narrator's doing the next bit as well.
Ramesh was feeling the burn of climbing the corporate ladder. Do you want me to be late?
Okay, so this is Swan now.
And I'll do it.
Yeah, you be Lisa.
I'm you, so you can be Lisa.
Okay. Romy, you can't be serious.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's just a quick call.
But it's my mother's birthday and she'll be here any... Oh, hello.
Hey, Pete. Give me the good news. Am I interviewing tomorrow?
Rom?
Oh, one sec, Pete. Yeah, sorry. Happy birthday. You don't look a day over 60.
Rom, that's my sister.
Shit, Pete. I'll call you back. No, wait. Don't go.
But Tom was feeling the burn of a different kind.
And I says to him, yeah, what about a wax for that face, mate? Now watch me bang this in for a birdie and let's get some pints on the boss's tab.
But things were destined to change.
I can't mess this up. I can't mess this up. 10 years, the overtime, perfect attendance. Had to get this. The Swan deserves better life than I've always fucking things up. After this big break, I'll take him away. Some paradise somewhere. It's the least I could do for her putting up with my shit. Oh, fuck, it's time.
Ramesh, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Let me just say I'm very honoured to have... Wait, what is Tom doing here?
All right, mate. Keep the volume down, will you? It's doing me nuts, killing me.
Ah, yes. Well, Tom will be taking the promotion. I'm putting you as his personal assistant.
What the fuck? Really?
How far will a man go to get the job of his dreams?
If I could just shout to Bosch what a fuckhead he is, then he's bound to give me the promotion to me instead.
One business trip could change both of their lives forever.
Shit, Ramesh, I'm a bit nervous about his trip, mate. I've never been to Nepal. Do they do proper breakfast there?
Oh, don't you worry, mate. You just have a nice, relaxing flight. Here, why not have this fishy water?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, that's a fucking ticket. That's quenched me old throat nodules with... Oh, I'm coming up, mate. Something weird's happening. My nuts are tingling. And my nuts tingling. Oh, fucking hell. I'm having an absolute mental one here.
Look at him go. That job's as good as mine. Wait, calm down, Tom. No. That's the pilot's room.
Now they're going to learn that there's more to life than money and success.
Great, we're stranded. Just bloody fantastic.
Mate, you might want to turn round.
There's a tiger behind me, isn't there?
Run!
This is horrible. Just horrible. I'm going to die out here. Stuck with you.
I mean, just quickly. I mean, this is really great, but it does feel like this is the whole film.
This goes on for another 4 pages. Anyway, look, we'll read the rest of it. But what do you think, Tom?
I love it. I mean, actually, really, I mean, we could do the rest of the film, but I mean, it does feel like other people's pitches. I mean, it's incredible. I'd say as a trailer, it could do with a little bit of a tighten up, just to sort of, but yeah, the idea is great. Yeah.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Thank you so much. For that, that's really good.
What we'll do with the best of these, we could cut it down into a proper trailer and get JT to edit it all nice. Yeah, but yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, orangutan teacher. Okay, this next one is from the screenplay Blue Jay. Dear Wolf, Owl and the Lovely Swan, I've attached some film ideas for the highly anticipated Wolf and Owl feature. They're a bit rough, but I hope they give you a little chuckle. This is a lead vehicle for each of you and a co-headline idea. Okay, we'll have a look at the co-headline idea. Okay, I was going to send these as trailers, but just couldn't be asked in the end, so perhaps the Wolf could use his movie trailer voice and knock one out. Probably will do both, I imagine. The films are titled Straight Out of Brompton, Andrew the Giant, Double Top. I appreciate Double Top sounds like a bluey, so we just call that a working title. Thanks for the many laughs your podcast has given me. I appreciate the time you both make that happen for us listeners each week. So hold on, let's have a look. Which one's Double Top? Double Top is a Tom vehicle. Straight Out of Brompton is a Rom vehicle.
Right.
I think we've got two Tom vehicles there. Oh.
What's the dual one?
Oh, no, here we go. Here's the dual one. So the dual one is Double Top, all right?
Okay.
So, summary. This, by the way, there's a lot to this. There's too much to read out. So I'll just try and scan for it. This is not bad. Okay. Summary. In the competitive world of professional darts, brash and cocky champion Scott Too Hot Barstow has it all. The reality star wife, a new build mansion in Essex and the world at his fingertips, until he faces off against the rising star, Alan Nadar, an aloof and meticulous newcomer known for his YouTube channel. As the battle for the bullseye intensifies both on and off the dart... This is fucking great, by the way, straight away.
It sounds amazing.
As the battle for the bullseye intensifies both on and off the dartboard, these rivals are about to redefine the game and discover what it truly means to be a darting legend. Meet Scott Too Hot Barstow, Tom Davis, a darts champion, the reality star wife, living the life in Essex. His laid-back approach to the sport involves throwing wild trick shots and practicing at the local pub while enjoying a pint and a fag.
Like, basically, he's a bit of a cool edgelord. I like this part.
Yeah. Scott's dominance in the darts scene is threatened by the arrival of Neil the Real Deal Nadar, Ramesh Ranganathan, social media sensation known for his incredible long-range bullseye shots. I like Scott's casual lifestyle. Alan Nadar is a disciplined athlete who trains at a specialised gym, maintaining strict... This is like Rocky IV.
Right, yeah.
Maintaining strict preparation routines and focusing on optimal nutrition. Alan's unique advantage stems from his unusually strong vision in his aiming eye, giving him an edge over other players. The clash between Scott's swagger and Alan's precision sets the stage for a fierce rivalry in the world of professional darts. Double Top is a comedic journey that transcends the boundaries of the professional darts world, revealing the highs, lows, and unexpected twists that come with the pursuit of darting glory. Will Scott's brash approach maintain its grip on the championship, or will Alan's meticulous preparation and unrivaled aim dethrone the reigning champion? Get ready for a bullseye battle that'll have you on the edge of your seat.
Wow. That's actually a really fucking cool idea.
Really cool.
That's got Talladega Nights, kind of Kingpin vibes.
Yeah, yeah. Screenplay Blue Jay, exceptional work. We're going to look at the other two ideas and Tom will probably get the one that features him away.
I think Double Top could go. I mean, I think...
I think Double Top really could go.
Double Top really just now could sit in a... That's it. Instead of sitting in the pile saying this could be it, we could have got a winner here.
Okay. Have we got time for one more?
Yeah, well, I think we have. We've got one more. Yeah, one more in this.
Okay. This is from Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Ramesh plays Simon, a well-meaning and ambitious local politician. After years of frustration at not being selected as his local party's candidate due to what he sees a dubious selection going on, he's ready to give up his hopes of doing good for everyday people from within the grand political arena and go full-time pharmacist assistant. Fucking hell. But then he hits upon an idea that catapults...
I could just listen to the characters that people paint you as.
But then he hits upon an idea that catapults him to the limelight and political success. Along with a young local reporter who's willing to help him relay his short-term vision, he sets up a surefire way of getting the local's attention.
Am I the young reporter?
It doesn't say, actually. Just he makes a short video, which with the help of the young reporter... You can't be the young reporter. It's a lot of attraction and attention. Tom plays Reese, a plasterer living in a cul-de-sac who bears witness to the chaos.
I genuinely thought that I was going to be playing the fucking cool, edgy young reporter.
Who bears witness to the chaos amongst his neighbours as it unfolds in front of his eyes. Some opt out of bin collectors and often leave their rubbish out in the streets as they're too busy to dispose of it. The neighbourhood gets more and more trashed and arguments become the norm. Reese is the voice of quiet reason that slowly dissipates under the turmoil. He has a moment of desperation when he realises he nearly came to blows with the recently laid off bin person. Simon brings other local services under the banner of... So basically what my character does is gives everyone a choice. I'm going to give you the choice. You have the right to choose how to spend your money. as your local MP councillor seek to have more choice, more options, and people start to choose different options. So meanwhile, Simon is drawing up a scheme where UK citizens can opt out of a certain level of healthcare in order to get a tax rebate. It becomes known as the Emergency Only Healthcare Option Bill. He managed to sell it to a lapping up public and press on 2 points. It relieves pressure on the NHS and gives more choice and income to UK citizens who opt for it. £5,000 upfront payments to parents for homeschooling and so on till society collapses. Simon tries to work out how he could wheedle in his original political intentions. While Rees wonders if he'll ever have enough time to watch telly again after homeschooling, bin runs and a minor limp he opted to have seen by a healthcare professional come 2031. There you go, that's the film idea.
Well, it's like a political thriller, that one, isn't it?
It is, yeah, very much. A bit highbrow for us, I'd say.
Yeah, I sort of, if I'm honest with you, I was just hoping it would be sort of like, you'd be this politician, I'd be the cool, edgy reporter, and we'd go on a sort of like a bit of a mad journey. But actually, to be fair, he's done a lot of thinking. He's actually done more thinking about that than I probably did for any of the King Gary series.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, yeah, political intent.
Well, I don't think that's the reveal that you thought it was.
These are exciting, though.
I think we might make this a regular feature. And what I would suggest is, I think we need to look at these in advance and then really give a proper presentation of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm hearing some.
But these
time.
Are really good. Steve, you smashed it, man. Thank you so much.
Well done, Steve. Great thought. Well, you know what it shows you, right? That there is some amazing people out there with creative minds that aren't in our industry.
What I'm slightly nervous about is, what if we decide to do one of these? I mean,
I'm going to throw it out there. Double Tap Top is
I think this political one with a bit of work could be a good entry. But Double Top feels ready to go.
I have to say as well, the first one, The Wolf and Owl, there was an air to that. That me and you on a desert island together after a plane crash. Yeah. I will say that out of all of them, I don't know if we'd have the budget to make one with a big plane crash and hire a desert island. That feels like our fourth or fifth movie.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We'd have to sort of do some sort of animation for that or something. But listen, guys, thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time. Much love from potential movie stars, The Wolf, and The Wolf's already a movie star, but aspirant movie star, they are. Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, movie producers, big hitters, big waxers. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Big love.
Peace out. Bye.
If you have a problem, opinion, feedback, or anything at all, please email us at wolfowlpod@gmail.com. That's wolfowlpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, mainly because we don't have any content ideas. Thank you.